Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 69. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about whether aspirin affects mortality in Staph aureus bloodstream infection, answer the drug information question, why is phenylephrine such a bad vasopressor to use in sepsis, and share a resource for finding medical information on social media. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode69. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging to better help care for patients. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article I'd like to share for this episode is titled Low-Dose Acetylsalicylic Acid Treatment and Impact on Short-Term Mortality in Staph aureus Bloodstream Infection, a Propensity Score-Matched Cohort Study. The lead author is Michael Osthoff, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine in the April 2016 edition. Experimental and observational studies provide evidence of a direct anti-staphylococcal effect of aspirin. Several studies have analyzed the association between aspirin use and outcomes in intensive care patients with systemic inflammatory response syndrome and the prevention of catheter-associated Staph aureus bloodstream infections. And I have these case studies and articles linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode69. For this article, the investigator's goal was to determine the effect of low-dose aspirin therapy on mortality in bloodstream infections caused by Staph aureus compared with E. coli. The study was a retrospective cohort study of 838 and 602 episodes of Staph aureus and E. coli bloodstream infections in a Swiss tertiary referral center. Adult patients with Staph aureus and E. coli bloodstream infection, respectively, were categorized according to low-dose aspirin therapy use and non-use before bacteremia. Staph aureus bloodstream infection cases and controls were equally matched for relevant confounders except for treatment with statins, which was strongly associated with a low-dose aspirin use. At day 30, 12.1% of cases are aspirin users and 27.4% of controls had died. Low-dose aspirin use was associated with a reduced 30-day all-cause mortality in multivariate analysis of matched patients and also of the entire cohort after adjustment. In contrast, low-dose aspirin use was not associated with the primary endpoint in patients with E. coli bloodstream infection. The authors concluded that low-dose aspirin use at the time of bloodstream infection was strongly associated with a reduced short-term mortality in patients with Staph aureus bloodstream infection. The authors also said further studies are required to investigate if early low-dose aspirin is a suitable treatment in patients with Staph aureus bloodstream infection. This retrospective study provides great evidence for the need to do a prospective evaluation of aspirin and Staph aureus bloodstream infection. One important limitation of the study is that all patients in the aspirin use group were already on low-dose aspirin before the onset of Staph aureus bloodstream infection. It's unknown whether treatment with low-dose aspirin after the onset of Staph aureus bloodstream infection will affect mortality. The potential for non-antibiotics to have beneficial effects on mortality from Staph aureus bloodstream infection is exciting, but I'll need to see prospective data before trying this in any of my patients. The drug information question for this episode is, why is phenylephrine such a bad vasopressor to use in sepsis? And the answer is that the problem with phenylephrine is that it reduces venous return to the heart. I discussed vasopressors in more detail back at pharmacyjoe.com/episode5. Phenylephrine is a pure alpha agonist that increases blood pressure by vasoconstriction. After a transient increase in preload, phenylephrine results in an increased venous resistance, which decreases venous return to the heart. Decreased venous return is already a problem in septic patients, and phenylephrine can actually worsen the situation. And the resource for this episode has to do with Twitter hashtags. Twitter hashtags are a great way to filter pharmacy and medical discussion on Twitter. Many experts are accessible on this platform, and they engage with those that interact with them. One of the nice things about Twitter is that you can watch the conversation without even having to go through the hassle of creating a Twitter account, although you do need an account if you want to partake in the conversation. One of my favorite hashtags to watch is the FOAMED hashtag. That's FOAMED. And this hashtag stands for Free Open Access Medical Education. Now, to see the conversation taking place, just go to twitter.com/hashtag/FOAMED. Whenever I'm using social or any non-traditional media for learning purposes, I keep in mind there is no editor guaranteeing the legitimacy of the content that I find. The onus is going to be on you to determine whether the source is credible. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.